Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 662. Is being house poor limiting you? By Michelle Schroeder-Gardner of MakingSenseOfSense.com. And I am your narrator, Dan. Happy Tuesday to you. Hope your week is going well so far. This is, of course, the podcast where I read to you from some of the best personal finance blogs on the planet. And we're not going to waste any time today. We're going to keep this intro nice and short for you and get right to our post as we optimize your life. Is being house poor limiting you? By Michelle Schroeder-Gardner of MakingSenseOfSense.com. When we were in the process of buying a home back in 2009, we were given a pre-approval amount of $150,000. If we would have bought a house for that amount, I'm sure it would have led to us being house poor. While this may not seem like much to some, in the St. Louis area, this can get you a good starter home. This $150,000 number seemed high to us because we were quite young when we were pre-approved. We bought shortly after we turned 20, and we both had mediocre jobs. Yes, we were both working full-time, but our yearly salaries put together were still very low, and I definitely do not think we should have been approved for $150,000. That being said, we thankfully did not buy a house that was $150,000. Instead, we made sure to buy a house for much less than that because we didn't want to be stressed out by large monthly mortgage payments that we couldn't afford. In case you don't know what house poor means, it is when you spend most of your money on your home and there isn't much left for other expenses. Being house poor can lead to many problems in your life. While having a roof over your head is a great thing, it can be easy to let home expenses get ahead of you if you don't do enough research before you buy. Many people are house poor, too. Just because your neighbor has a nicer house than you does not mean that they are doing better than you. So many people see housing as a status symbol, but don't really think about how this may impact their financial situation. Here are some of the many different ways being house poor can limit you. When buying a home, please do keep these in mind. Being house poor may mean you can't afford other home expenses. Buying a home can easily lead to being house poor if you don't do enough research. This can limit you because you may even be more house poor than you originally thought. When some families buy a home, they don't think about the total cost of home ownership. While you may be able to afford the monthly mortgage payment, you may not be able to afford anything else if you don't do your research. Some of these other costs include 1. Property taxes. Property taxes can vary widely from town to town. You may find yourself looking at two similar houses with similar price tags, but the property taxes may vary by thousands of dollars annually. That is a lot of money. While it may seem small when compared to the actual home purchase price, remember that you have to pay property taxes annually. And a difference of just $3,600 a year is actually $300 a month for life. 2. Home insurance. Home insurance can be cheap in some areas, but crazy expensive in others. Don't forget to look into the cost of earthquake, flood, and hurricane insurance as well, as that can add up quickly depending on where you live. 3. Maintenance and repairs. Even if your home is brand new, you may have to pay repairs, which is something that many don't realize. No matter how old your home is, repair and maintenance costs will eventually come into play. 4. Homeowners association fees. This can also vary widely. You should always see if the house you are interested in is in an HOA because the fees can be high and there might be rules you don't like as well. 5. Home furnishings. Furnishing your home can definitely be done cheaply, but I know some who buy huge homes but can't afford to put anything in them, such as a table, a bed, and so on. Why have a $500,000 house if you don't have any furniture? Buying a home you can't afford may mean you can't pay for anything else. If a lot of money goes toward home-related expenses, this means you have less money for other things in your life. This can prevent you from doing the things you want in life and can stop you from being able to reach financial freedom. Being house poor may mean that you can't retire when you want to, you can't go on a vacation, you're stuck at your job. Your finances may make you too afraid to reach your dream. You can't afford the other things in life you want. And you may never feel free because you feel stuck due to the large monthly payment. Being house poor can lead to a significant amount of stress as well. Banks many times approve home loans with monthly mortgage payments that represent around 30 to 35% of a household income, sometimes even as high as 50%. And I personally think this is too high in many cases. While in some cities this may be normal, such as New York City or cities in California, having a monthly mortgage payment that is less than the amounts above will make life much less stressful. This is because the lower your expenses are, the less things like a layoff, a firing, a large unexpected expense, and so on will impact you both mentally and financially. If a high percentage of your income goes to home expenses, just think about how significantly you may be impacted if all of a sudden you made less money, or if your monthly expenses suddenly increased. What if all of a sudden your home expenses consisted of 50% or more? What would happen? Even when my monthly mortgage payment consisted of around 25% of our monthly income, I still didn't like that. For me, I prefer to be 20% or under, and I believe that's a good percentage for others as well. Like I said, depending on where you live, this might be hard, but I do think the lower the percentage, the better. You just listened to the post titled, Is Being House Poor Limiting You? By Michelle Schroeder-Gardner of MakingSenseOfSense.com.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kid's college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial.
And don't forget that you can get free spreadsheet tools, be in book giveaways every month, and a lot more if you're part of our weekly newsletter at oldpodcast.com. You can join by going to that site or just text us. You can text the word financial to the number 44222 if you are listening in the U.S. And I'm going to keep this ending nice and short for you on this Tuesday. Thanks so much for being here and subscribing, and I will see you in tomorrow's show, where your optimal life awaits.